Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Strauss Group third quarter 2016 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Gadi Lessen, President and CEO of Strauss Group, and Mr. Shachar Florence, CFO. Mr. Lessen, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon and good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us on this conference call to discuss the results for the third quarter of 2016 for Strauss Group. With me today are Shachar Florence, our CFO, and Daniella Finn, our new Director of Investor Relations. Daniella, welcome to the team and good luck.
Thank you.
You should all now have our presentation, which we published earlier today and can be found on our website. We are very pleased to report a strong quarter for Strauss Group. We demonstrated a strong level of revenue growth, improved margins across the board, and increased net income. This was thanks to our competitive differentiation, product innovation, as well as the efficiency initiatives that we have taken over the past few months. On slide number five and six, you can see our financial highlights for the quarter and year to date. As I said before, we are very pleased with the sales growth rate of 6.1% for the quarter, amounting to 2.1 billion shekels. Stellar growth was attained mainly due to the strong quarter in Israel and Strauss Coffee. This quarter, the overall effect of the variability in currencies did not have as much impact on us as it had in the past few quarters. Increased sales, lower raw materials cost, and efficiency measures contributed to improvement in margins across the board, with operating profit increased 11.2% during Q3, and a more significant 21.4% in the first nine months of 2016. We reported earnings per share of 0.86 shekels in the quarter, up 6.9% compared with the third quarter of last year. Looking at the various businesses on slide number seven, Strauss Israel grew by 5.2%, well ahead of the overall Israeli market. This means we are picking up market share. We saw growth of 8.1% in fun and indulgence and 3.8% in health and wellness. Growth driven by strong product innovation in both the sectors. We were also able to continue reducing prices for our customers in a number of categories, mainly because of our ongoing drive to increase efficiency and strong cost reduction over the past year. In addition, we saw some significant revenues from new products, which contributed to the strong performance. We continued implementing our enhanced social program, which includes benefits such as childcare, long-term savings, and increased salaries for the lower-paid employees. Finally, we continue our efforts to develop and deliver healthier solution, reducing the amounts of sugar and salt in our products. In Strauss Coffee, our shekel revenue grew 9% and excluding FX changes by 8%. Whilst continuing our price reduction in Israel, this were offset by price increases in Brazil and CIS. Overall, we are very pleased with the Strauss Coffee performance. In the dips and spread category, we saw a slight 1% year-over-year decline in revenue. This was made up by a 3% decline in Sabra and 45% growth in Obela. Unfortunately, as you saw yesterday, we announced a voluntary recall for hummus product in North America as an abundance of caution, despite the fact that no contamination was found in any product. Sabra remains the clear market leader in the U.S., and we have continued to pick up a market share, reaching 62.2% in the quarter, up from 60.1% in the third quarter of last year. As you know, our strategy is to be the leader in all the markets we participate in, and Obela is no different. Maintaining and extending the leading market position in Australia and Mexico, Obela continued to expand into Western Europe through our recent Florentine acquisition. In the other segment, Strauss Water sales were up 8.6%, and may I remind you that we reorganized our JV in China and starting in Q3 2015, the JV in China is no longer proportionally consolidated into the non-GAAP figures. In the third quarter here, our China-based JV delivered 98 million shekels with total revenue of 240 million shekels for the past 9 months. Before handing over to Shachar, on page 9, I would like to reiterate some of the innovation taking place over the past year, some of which continue to be key growth drivers during this quarter as well, contributing significantly to top line and profitability, as well as increased market share. That ends my summary, and I would like to hand over the call to Shachar Florence, our CFO, to discuss the financial results in the quarter in more details. Shachar, please.
Thank you, Gadi. Good morning and good afternoon to all of you. Welcome, Daniella. I'm sure that we'll be able, together with you, to provide better service to our investors, both the people on the line and others. So again, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Daniella's contact details are part of the presentation that hopefully is in front of you and also in our website. And you are more than welcome to approach her after the call and in the future. So, all in all, I can say that for the Strauss Group, this was a very good third quarter that concludes also very good 9 months and hopefully will lead to a good year. This is on the overall base. We'll touch upon the segments that perform better and also with very open approach on the segments that we have to improve. Starting in slide number 14, you can say this was a record high third quarter in the revenue, if you consider the change in the food law in Israel that impact the way that we book our some of the sales expenses. So with almost 2.1 billion and a growth of more than 6%, this was a very good quarter compared to almost any market that we work, starting with the food market in Israel, that is about -1 or a flat market. Continue with the countries that we're working in other geographies. So even compared to the markets, we grew very well. And in the next slide, You can see a 9% growth in Strauss Coffee, more than 5% in Strauss Israel, and in the other segments, which include water and Max Bretta, you can see a very nice growth, mainly, by the way, from Strauss water, Max Bretta, due to the close of two branches in the U.S., even went a little bit down. So these are the segments that we perform very well. On the other hand, within the distance spread, we have a challenge of growth in the U.S., about -1.7% in the U.S., as opposed to the other geographies, mainly Australia, but also Mexico, and as Gadi said, with the new acquisition. Obela segment, which is the out of the North America distance spreads geographies, perform very well with nice growth. So with your permission, I'll continue to talk about Sabra later on, and we'll talk about the whole performance of Sabra. But in as part of the sales, this is the let's say less performing segments that we surely need to deal with. But all the other segments grew very nicely, much more than the markets that surrounding them. And as Gadi said, this quarter, mainly it was the internal growth, the influence of the M&As, or the currency rate differences didn't have almost no influence. And in slide number 17, yes, again, you can see it by the segments, with nice growth in coffee, Strauss Israel, the other segment, and the rest were very, very minor. I'm moving to slide number 19. The same phenomena of the sales we can see in the 9 months, the three quarters, the year-to-date sales, almost 3% growth. If we'll exclude the FX influence, almost 7%. Again, very, very nice three quarters. The growth in sales enabled us to improve the gross profit, and not less important, the gross margins. Gross margins went up from 36% to 38.3%. With more than 800 million shekels of profit. Again, in the next slide, 21, you can see a very nice growth in Strauss Israel, more than 30 million shekels. Even higher growth in Strauss Coffee, 66 million shekels. And again, here in the distance spread, reduction mainly due to the decrease in sales. In Sabra of about 3 million shekel. Again, about Sabra, we'll talk when we get to the EBIT numbers. In the coffee company, we'll talk about the different segments within the coffee company. Later on, when we'll get to the EBIT per country and the sales, and I'll elaborate about it in a minute. The growth in the gross margins enable us to improve the EBIT margins from 9.7 to 10.2 to 213 million shekels. And here we need to talk about the different companies. Strauss Coffee had a huge increase in the gross profit. Sorry, in the EBIT profit. The Strauss Israel coffee grew very nicely, 47%. Tell you the truth, this has more to do with the previous Q3, the 47%. But even without it, if you normalize the previous year Q3, you'll see a very significant improve in Strauss Coffee Israel performance, 11% in sales. That has nothing to do with the in third quarter, taking market share in almost all segments. And as I said, with a nice improve in the EBIT. If we're talking about the other segments, you can look later on in the board of director report. You can see the different segments. This was the Strauss Coffee Israel segment. If in the international coffee business, you will be able to see very nice growth both in sales and in EBIT. And here there is a slight difference between Brazil and the Eastern European performance, and we'll talk about both of them. So if I'm going back to the EBIT in slide number 27, year to date, again, the same. This is almost a record high 9 months for Strauss Coffee with 10.3% EBIT profitability and 609 EBIT profit. Again, coming from all segments, looking on starting from Strauss Israel, and this is despite of the SLTO, social license to operate, that we implemented, mainly talking about improving the salary and benefit for our low paid employees, mainly in the manufacturing and the logistics. We took some prices off to our consumers, and in the end of the day, it ended up with taking market share, enable us to invest more in marketing. And here in Strauss Israel, I would refer you to the nine-month numbers. That gives you a better picture because the marketing numbers are moving sometimes from quarter to quarter. Talking about the coffee, again, 11.6% profitability with nice 7.2% profitability with 49 million shekels improvement. And also in the other segment, if we're taking only the Strauss Water and Max Brenner, an improvement in the EBIT. On the other hand, we have some expenses in the headquarters. This is the reason when you'll analyze the differences in net profit between the improvement for the minority and for the Strauss shareholders profit, you'll see a very nice improvement for the minority, a little bit less for the Strauss shareholders. This means that the change in the other segments came from, not from the businesses where we have in almost all of them partners or minorities, but from the Strauss headquarters. This is a one-time expenses that we do not anticipate to repeat themselves. So if I'll go back to the coffee, which I still owe you an explanation, I would refer you later on to the board of director report, where you can see that in the 9 months, the sales of the Eastern European countries in local currencies went up, and on the other hand, in the third quarter, it is going down. The main explanation for it is in Romania. The custom duty went down. It enabled all the industry to take the prices down, keeping the same profit. Poland is almost at the same level in the third quarter and about 3% up in the 9 months. And the same for Russia, 14% up in the 9 months and 9% lower in local currency in the third quarter. This has to be with, you know, shifting between the quarters. But we emphasized in the report that the profit in Eastern Europe went up. And so we were able to keep the profit and even take it up in Eastern Europe. Talking about Brazil, I would refer you to the presentation in slide number 30. You can see a very, very good performance we were able to take the prices up to be able to give an answer to the coffee prices in Brazil that went up due to the real versus the dollar rates. Remember that the farmers in Brazil can sell their coffee or to export the coffee, let's assume even the same dollar prices, which means much higher real prices influence the local coffee prices or the green coffee prices in Brazil. It took us 2 quarters or 3 quarters, and we were able to raise the prices in a way that local currency sales went up 20%, in shekels even 30% because of the exchange rates. But not less important, 20% improvement in the gross profit and more than 70% improvement in the EBIT. Not less important, you can see that the new TREF initiative, which is the single portion in Brazil, we're keeping the investment in the right manner, that we take all the growth of this segment and invest the profit within the marketing, and we keep it almost on a neutral base as far as EBIT. It contributed also to the growth and also to the gross margins, because remember that in this segment, we're much more profitable. Later on this year or the beginning of next year, we'll also finish the implementation of the new factory within Brazil, rather than, you know, taking the coffee, sending it to Italy, pack it, and ship it back, which enable us even to improve the growth and the EBIT margin of this initiative as well. So this is about the different segments in coffee. As I said, Coffee Israel went, you know, made a very nice performance. Brazil, even nicer, and in Eastern Europe, though the local currency sales in this quarter went down, we were able to keep the same profit and even improve it. And you can see the numbers if you take the whole segment of international coffee and deduct the Brazilian numbers, which we provide the whole financial reports for Três Corações. So this is the time to go back to Sabra in slide number 29. And in Sabra, I want to talk about two phenomena. First of all is the sales. The sales of Sabra went down this quarter, 1.7% in local currency, 3.4% in shekel. And this is something that definitely we need to take care of. It has nothing to do with the recall that occurred, you know, in Q4 3 days ago. And this is something that for sure should be improved. The way we are dealing with it is that we are putting a lot of efforts in marketing, introducing the market and the 70% of the household in the U.S. that are not yet our customers. The household penetration of Hummus in the U.S. is about 30%, a little bit lower than 30%. So the potential is there, the frequency is still low, and the quantities are still low, and we are dealing with it. And talking about dealing with it and investing in marketing, we should look at the second line of slide 29, the reduction in EBIT. And here I want to refer you back to the Q2, both numbers and the analyst call, the same as we are holding right now. We told you then, and you can see that, you know, in the second quarter, we had, you know, enormous profit due to the fact that we settled our claim with the insurance company, and we got, let's say, the disputable amount from the insurance. We decided then that, you know, above certain number, we will take the money that we were paid and invest in marketing. Accounting-wise, the payments of the insurance company were booked in Q2, and the marketing efforts will be in Q3 and Q4. Again, we decided that we need to invest in the category. We are willing to put the extra profits in marketing. But if you look on the 3 quarters performance, you can see a more balanced picture, about Sabra, with 2.8% growth, and also growth in the EBIT. And this is about Sabra, and I'm sure that you'll have questions later on, and we will be able to answer them. Talking about the recall of the last 3 days, of course, is not reflected in those numbers. As Gadi said, a voluntary recall with no infected product, neither it was shipped or not, up until with all the FDAs and our own checks. But since in the factory we found some Listeria infection, we decided not to take the chance and to do a voluntary recall. But again, up until now, no packed product, again, neither shipped or in our warehouse, was found infected. So I'm going back to the presentation. Last but not least, the net profit, as I said, improvement of the net profit, mainly due to just the EBIT improvement, both for quarter three and as shown in slide number 33, for the 9 months. Not less important, you can see it in slide number 35. First, the cash flow. We've put a lot of emphasis in reducing mainly the inventories, but as a whole, the working capital. We had a very good operating cash flow as well as free cash flow. We told you in the previous quarters that the, let's say, big investments were finished in 2015 or the beginning of 2016, and we do not anticipate a major investment, so also the free cash flow were very good. And it reflected on the reflection on the net debt is very, it can be seen easily in slide number 34, reduction from 1.8 billion shekels net debt to 1.6 million shekel debt, net debt, from Q3 2015 to Q3 2016. Remember that we have seasonality in the cash flow, so it's the perspective of Q3 over Q3 and Q4 over Q4, and so on and so forth, is the one that really demonstrate the improvement in the leverage. Again, due to a very focused approach over the working capital. So with that, I want to hand over the call back to you, and we will be more than happy to answer any question that you might have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question-and-answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question and for the presentation. I first wanted to touch on your efficiency measures that you're doing in Israel. Talked about the new plant and the streamlining. Can you get us some kind of color with regards to what kind of savings we're talking about, and how is that gonna impact your margins in the coming 2 years?
Hi, Tavy. Good afternoon. Thank you for your question. Let's look on the environment of Strauss Israel. We spoke a few quarters ago on putting some of the product under price control in Israel. I mentioned this quarter, and we talked about it in the previous quarter, about the SLTO, Social License to Operate, program that we implemented both with our consumer, but not less important, with our employees. Again, not because we are not a organization that is looking out over the profits, but we also have our values, and we have And also we believe that in the end of the day, motivated employees and employees that feel that they are treated in the right way will contribute more. So in order to keep the same profit and improve the profit, and again, look on the 9 months of Strauss Israel, we had to implement some efficiency measures. It starts with running now the Shoham, the new logistics center facility in a better way. Remember that we just opened it in the first quarter of 16, and it takes time to be more efficient. But we couldn't have shipped all the shipment that we shipped in the last Jewish holidays in September without this logistics center. Remember that there were very few working days in this month, and I'm sure that you followed also other companies and the newspaper, and there were shortages in the market almost for all the manufacturers, which we didn't suffer. So talking about the return on investment on the investment on Shoham, we saw it these holidays, and this is part of the efficiency, just to be able to ship and to increase our sales and market share. I didn't mention before that, of course, in a flat market, when you're growing more than 5%, you take market share, and it's true for the fresh product, the health and wellness, the fun and dungeons, and also Strauss Coffee Israel, which is using the same sales force and the same logistics. When we're talking about the factories, we introduced efficiency measures within the factories, both in a measure of material consumption as well as in the process. On the other hand, and you can see also the EBIT this quarter is a little bit lower, the improvement in EBIT is a little bit lower than the gross margins. We put the efforts in the marketing, and again, when just by increasing the turnover, you become more profitable. So I can't, you know, take it one by one and measure it, but if you'll consider all the extra expenses on one hand and the price control on the other hand, and look over the EBIT, you could understand that just to achieve it, we have to be much more efficient in our operation. And I gave you a few examples. I can't quantify each of them by itself.
Yes, and Toby, I would like to add a few other elements. I think that, you know, when you are starting to speak about productivity and efficiencies, it starts with a new paradigm and going back to the culture of the company. And exactly as Shachar said before, when there is a zero growth in the market and everything is about, you know, managing the expenses, managing the inventory, the cash flow in a totally different way, this is something that starting with the culture of the company. And not only in Israel, all around our portfolio, we started a few years ago to speak about that, to give incentive to set up the right targets, and in the same time to take the right benchmark. And when I'm saying benchmark, is of course from our partners, Pepsi, Danone, but also for the best in class in the world. And when we started the journey, we saw that there is a lot of money, a lot of, and I'm speaking about millions of shekels all around the organization. And step by step, you can see the results. Sorry to repeat, but when you're reducing your price list and paying more to your employees, it means that you need to bring the money from innovation and, of course, improving dramatically the productivity. So on and all, you can see the numbers, and we are very proud to see the results.
That's very helpful. Thanks for the color. And maybe just a quick one on the U.S. recall. So remember, we talked about that 2 years ago for something somehow related. And back then, I remember that the JV with PepsiCo, you invested in a lot in order for this not to happen again. So is there anything you can do now for this not to happen again? Anything that's in your control, or is just part of the factor that, you know, it can always happen?
Okay, Toby. So first of all, you're absolutely right. You know, this is a crisis that we faced 1.5 years ago, and we share with you that we are doing a huge change in the quality process and processes in the factory. And actually, we ran the process together with the FDA. We invested a lot of money changing the way that we are checking the quality of the products. And just to share with you, we are taking samples every 2 minutes and checking the bacteria over there. And again, to remind everyone, till now, all the products that the FDA and us that we checked in the last 18 months were clean, including the last recall. Now, going back to the situation in the facility, in the plant in Virginia, the regulation was changed, and we are starting or trying to be fast enough and to speed up the way that we are improving our quality. Unfortunately, in some of the samples, again, in the environment of the plant, we found the bacteria, the Listeria. So here, as you know, we are running a food company. This is something that we need all the time to improve. There are risks, and we have many plans, and together with our partners, Pepsi, supporting the Sabra team to continue the journey. And this is something that, of course, we cannot promise, but I can promise you that we are doing investing all the money, all the efforts, all the capabilities to improve the situation. And again, the reality has changed. The FDA, and rightly so, is raising the bar, and we need at the same time to see that we are doing everything to be sure that it will never happen again. And
thank
this
you,
is the
Gadi.
Situation. I have no other, you know, good answer to share with you, but I can promise you that we are not sleeping at night just to improve and to be better, and not only in Sabra, in all our supply chain, all around the world, including Israel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tavi.
The next question is from Michael Klahr of Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Thanks for the presentation. A few questions. Firstly, on the last point, I just wanted to ask how the standards and regulation in these facilities, or how you see them differing across markets. Would you say the U.S. is by far the most stringent? How would you compare it to your Israeli facility and also the Australian standards? That's my first question.
Yeah, so Michael, as we said before, I think that the new benchmark is we can see the new reality in the U.S. market led by the FDA, and again, rightly so. And for us, the first time that we are running a recall when all our products are actually clean and with the negative results regarding the bacteria. So yes, it's a new reality, it's a new benchmark, and I believe that in the future, as we saw in the past, other countries and other health departments all around the world will realize that there is a new benchmark, and this is our working assumption, that we should be in the best situation all around the world, and it's a process. And again, we need to speed up and to be sure that everywhere, including in Australia and in other places, we are changing our way to see that not only the products, that it was our main mission, will be clean, but also the environment that we're producing the product as well.
Michael, for your question, what has been changed is the new Food Safety Act in the U.S. That was giving lots of budget to the FDA not to do only checks on samples on products, but to do what we call like preventive maintenance. and talking about the environment of the facilities. Up until now, it is not the case in other jurisdictions in the world. All of them have high bars about the product, about the production line. But remember, the hysteria exists in, you know, everywhere. Probably right now in your office on the table, if it's not a sterilized office. Now that the bar has been changed, and we need to talk about the facility, not just the production line and the pipes and the product itself. It's mainly about procedures, about the cleaning procedures, about taking more care about people that get in and out the production halls and so on. Again, we will, you know, start to implement it. We have done it in the U.S. in the last few weeks when we started the discussion, the last discussion with the FDA, and probably we'll implement it in other production lines. But these standards exist right now just in the U.S.
Okay, thanks. And following up on the U.S. and Sabra, and you touched on the negative like-for-like. My question is about how sales, if you could give us an indication, did sales decrease in a linear fashion through the quarter, or was that, you know, minus 1.5%, 2%? Was that all the way through the third quarter? Thanks.
First of all, maybe I didn't understand the question. Sabra's sales in the last 9 months, which includes the third quarter, went up. So for your question, the reduction is quarter by quarter, not third quarter on third quarter, not third quarter on second quarter. And it's always the comparison because of the seasonality, the holidays in the U.S. Where people consume more distance spreads and others that not. So for your question, we compare Q3 over Q3, and this is the reduction. 9 months over 9 months went up. So I guess the answer for your question, if I understood it correctly, that it happens in the third quarter rather than at the beginning of the year. But anyway, even during the year, we are not satisfied with the growth. You know, 2.8% is not enough for us. So for the sake of the discussion, I would say that we have to improve the growth in Sabra. And it doesn't matter right now if the first quarter versus the previous first quarter was better than the third over the third. We are not pleased with the sales growth in Sabra. And this is something that we will need to find the answer on how to take it up.
Yeah, and Michael, again to emphasize, 70% of the household in the U.S. market haven't tried the hummus yet. So the potential is there, of course. And again, in the same time, we need to remember that the situation in the U.S. market that we have 62% market share, and our competitors, each one of them is less than 6%, including the private label manufacturers. So it's our responsibility to lead the market and to see that we are growing the category. That in the last quarter was, or the last 9 months was, with a very small and limited growth.
And just last comments. I want to refer you to slide number 48 in the presentation, which is the 9 months of Sabra, the year to date. There you can see the growth, local currency plus 3.2, shekels 1.6 improvement, and also about the profit. An improvement in the EBIT margins and in the EBIT profit from 131 million shekels to 144. and from 14.2% profitability to 13%. And this is like smoothing the marketing expenses. And this, when we'll talk about the year numbers again, we will talk about the yearly numbers rather than Q4 again, since the decision was to take the extra payments by the or more than we thought at the beginning from the insurance company and put them again back to the marketing. Very high profit in Q2, a moderate profit in the third quarter, but if you look on the 9 months, it gives you a better picture. Again, on the profit. Sales, again, this is something that we need to tackle.
Okay, thank you. And the $5 million of cost related to the recall, that will be covered by, that's covered by insurance? How
this
does that?
Is the net hit that we estimate. Again, currently, very, let's say, a rough estimation, and I don't think it will, we can, give you a better guess or estimation right now. So this is the net. This is after the insurance proceeds anticipated right now. I still don't know exactly when it will be booked, between the fourth quarter and next year. I assume the very direct will be booked in Q4, and the rest might be booked in Q1, but really it's too soon to say.
Yeah, we wanted, to share with you. It was very important for us to share with you the initial estimation. And again, as Shachar said, it's too early on this, only 3 days after we started the recall. So this is another number that we are sharing because we wanted to share with you, but it's a rough estimation. Let's wait, and as usual, we are going to share with you all the numbers and the details as soon as possible when we will have more clarity.
Okay, that's very helpful. And my other two questions. Firstly, the other segment was very profitable in 3Q15, and less so this quarter. What's the reason for that? Year on the other segment.
Yeah, as I said, mainly due to some one-time expenses in the Strauss headquarter that had to do with some project that we have done, and I want to refer you to the differences between the EBIT and the, sorry, between the net profit as a whole and the share of the minority and the share of the Strauss Group holders. So if you look on the third quarter, you'll see a 7% on a totally 14% improvement in the net profit from 111 to 127 million shekels. But the split is 7% to the shareholders and 39% to the minority. You know that in almost all of the businesses that we have minorities. So this is the improvement of the business, since we had some expenses in the out quarter that relates only to the shareholders of Strauss Group. This is the explanation to the difference between the 7% and the 39.8%, almost 40% improvement of the net profit coming from the businesses. And again, for the sake of the example, we have minorities in all the businesses, and this reflects the improvement of the businesses. I said, these are one-time expenses, and this is the reason. If you're looking on the 9 months, which a little bit, smooth those one-time expenses, you can see out of the 27% improvement in the net profit, 26% to Strauss Group, shareholders, 30% to the minority. This is roughly the same numbers. So this is the reason for the differences in the so-called other segments.
Okay, great. That's very clear. And then just lastly, what kind of reaction are you seeing from in Israel from competitors to your market share gains? Are you seeing any reaction yet, or what do you expect going forward? Thank you.
I think that, you know, business as usual, they are doing their best, and you know, in a market that is not growing, so the main tool, as we are saying again and again, it's innovation, giving the right added value to our consumers and trying to take market share. And this year, just, you know, bear in mind that it was the first year ever, or let's say in the last 25 years that I'm serving the company, that I remember that the food sector is declining in value. The first time maybe in the long history of Israel, but it's a new phenomena. It's a zero growth, and because of that, we should, and this is what we are doing now. Regarding the future, again, we are trying to do all the best, and we are recently approving the budget for next year and all the marketing plans and the product innovation for the next year for the Israeli business. This is part of the internal processes, and we are very close, you know, to conclude the year and to start 2017. And I hope that we will continue the momentum of the last, as I remember, 7 quarters that we are gaining and taking market share.
Okay, thanks very much. Well done on a good
Thank
quarter.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Michael.
Thank you very much.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5941. Internationally, call 972-3-925-5941. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lesson, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, thank you. So, as a leading player in a number of significant local and international markets, we continue to evaluate our business on a long-term perspective, a strategy that has delivered substantial value to group and shareholders over the past decade. Strauss continues to implement and advance on its global growth strategy, and we will continue to invest in innovation and efficiencies throughout the value chain, across the group and in our geographic markets. I would like to thank you again for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking with you next quarter.
Thank you. This concludes Strauss Group third quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.